Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of technology and emerge with some of the coolest insights this side of Silicon Valley. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're scrubbing our way through the murky waters of data cleaning, but with a twist. We're talking automation, folks. The future is now, and it's cleaner than your grandma's kitchen counter.
That's right, Jamie. And not just any kind of cleaning. We're talking about the kind that transforms your data from a messy bedroom into a Marie Kondo-inspired haven, all with minimal manual effort. Imagine software that doesn't just clean your data, but also ensures it stays that way.
Sounds like magic. But really, how does it work? I mean, I've spent hours, days even, cleaning up datasets. Are you telling me there's a better way?
Absolutely. The key players here are modern platforms like Alteryx Designer Cloud, Dataiku, AWS Glue Data Brew, and for those who like to get their hands dirty with code, open source libraries like Pandas, Great Expectations, and Pandera.
Hold up, Pandas, like the bear?
Not quite. Though just as beloved in the data science community, Pandas is a Python library that's essential for data manipulation and analysis. And no, it doesn't munch on bamboo.
Got it. No pandas were harmed in the making of this podcast. So, these tools, they do all the heavy lifting?
Exactly. They automate the process of cleaning your data, which traditionally is the most time-consuming part of any data project. Analysts often spend 60 to 80% of their time just fixing missing values, resolving duplicates, and standardizing formats. Automation not only saves time, but also ensures consistency, accuracy, and scalability across datasets and teams.
Okay, that's a game changer. But when should I automate, and when should I maybe stick to the old ways?
Great question. Automation shines with large, repetitive datasets where patterns are predictable and rules can be codified. However, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. For small one-off datasets or highly unstructured data, manual cleaning or a mixed approach might be faster or more practical.
Makes sense. I'm guessing there's a bit of setup involved?
You'd be right. Though platforms like Alteryx and Dataiku simplify things with low-code options, fully leveraging automation involves setting up a cleaning pipeline. This includes defining your cleaning rules, applying them automatically, and then testing and monitoring your data to ensure quality.
Sounds like a bit of work up front for a lot of payoff later.
Precisely. Let's break it down with a real-world example. Say you have a customer dataset. First, you'd load and inspect your data, maybe using pandas if you're code inclined. Next, clean it up. Standardize those column names, drop duplicates, handle missing values, and so on.
And then I put it through this magical validation process, right?
You've got it. With tools like Pandera, you can validate your schema, ensuring your data fits the expected format. And with Great Expectations, you can add data quality tests, like checking email formats or ensuring no customer IDs are missing.
All this testing talk is making me nostalgic for my college days. Not!
But here's where it gets cool. You can automate these tests with CI/CD pipelines, like using GitHub Actions. So every time you update your data, it's automatically checked for quality.
Wow, automated nagging. My mom would love this feature.
Exactly. But it's not just about nagging. It's about building trust in your data. And when you trust your data, you can make decisions faster and with confidence.
I'm all for confidence, especially when it means less time cleaning data and more time analyzing it.
And that's the beauty of data cleaning automation. It's like having a team of robots at your command, tirelessly ensuring your data is in top shape, so you can focus on the fun stuff.
Robots, pandas, and magic. We've covered it all today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech magic and keep your data clean, folks.
See you in the next episode where we'll explore whether AI can truly replace your job or just make it easier.
Spoiler alert, it's the latter, mostly.